Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mr. Mike Reynolds. Hello, my name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jazz Queen, show almost on Talking Smooth Jazz. I'm getting my shows all mixed up. If you would like to join us in the chat room, the number is go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on David P. Stevens' name, and that will bring you into the chat room. If you would like to join us, give us a call. The number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. And I want to welcome to the chat room Cheryl, and we have three guests in the chat room, so welcome and thank you for tuning in. Tonight, Mike and I are talking to guitarist David P. Stevens about his fourth CD called Epiphany. This is a really nice CD and is scheduled for release on March 1st. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jazz Queen. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It is my pleasure. Congratulations on this new CD.
Thank you. Thank you. Very excited about it.
You sound like you're almost out of breath about it. A lot of work.
Yes, it really is. It's been a whirlwind from beginning to end. So I'm really, really excited. I can't wait for the world to hear it.
Well, you know, I've listened to a couple of songs. I'll let you tell everyone who's on the CD, but at least one person that's on here that I like is Carol Riddick. I am a fan of hers. So I like the song Your Embrace on that. So let's talk about Epiphany. Tell us about this CD. How is this different from Uptown EP and The Shed and Timeless?
Well, I think each particular album tells a story. And, like, for Timeless, it was like it was my first opportunity to really kind of get my feet wet. And then Shed, when that came out, that was like the real coming out party for me. I was able to get some real special guests on there. Like, I had Steve Cole and Gerald Veasley and a few other people. And it was really, you know, just exciting. It's kind of my next big thing. And then Uptown was, I was actually signed to a label, 111 East Jazz Records at the time. And that particular album had, it was just a remake of The Shed. And we had added a few other songs. But now Epiphany, this was the opportunity for me to just be me. And I wasn't worried about commercial stuff. I wasn't worried about radio and all that kind of stuff. I was worried about just being an artist and trying to create and produce, exactly what I felt and what I heard. So that's why I feel like I'm a lot more excited about this particular project.
Okay. Now, tell us about who's on this CD with you.
Oh, yes. So, all right, we have Gerald Albright playing saxophone on one of the songs. We also have Gerald Veasley, Elon Trotman, Carol Riddick, Frank McComb. We have a South African pop star named Notende. She's actually singing a duet with Frank on one of the cuts. We have Jamie Knight. We also have Tisa Williams. And then there's just a host of other musicians that join me on it.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask David, David, on your The Shed CD, which is one of my personal favorites, you used like Steve Cole and other artists like that as well, but on this one you have all Carolina people that you're using as well. Now, how did you go about selecting who exactly you wanted on there, or was it already in your head that, this is for Gerald, this is for Elon, and this is for Carol Riddick,
Well, the way it kind of happened was, I start with Gerald Albright. Last year, there was an all-star jam session at the Berks Jazz Festival. And it was an opportunity for me to kind of get up there and jam with some of the people that I've been, like, you know, starstruck by for my whole jazz career. So I got a chance to play briefly with Gerald Albright. But right before he was getting up to play, I asked him, I said, you know, Mr. Albright, I'm a big fan of yours. Would you mind if could I get you to, you know, play on my album? And at first he was like, okay, well, you know, we'll see, you know, talk. I'll give you my manager's information and we'll see. And then we played together, and I think after the show I walked up again and said, well, you know, I hope to get in touch with you. And he said, okay, well, we'll see. Let's see if we can make that happen. And I think the next day, I don't play around. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get when the getting is good, you know. So I reached out to him, and he said absolutely, and we worked out something, and you know, he definitely played on the project for me. And
now,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was done with that.
I was just gonna say, do you think he was waiting to see how you played before he gave you an answer?
I think that's part of it, yes, because, I mean, you know, everybody comes up and says, hey, I have an album and I want you to play on it. But, you know, I think he was waiting to see, you know, is this guy serious or, you know, or what. And then from that point, he was obliged.
Obliged. Okay. Tell us about this South African singer. What's her name again?
Her name is Notende.
Notende.
And it's pronounced Notende.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does she live in the States?
No, she still lives in South Africa, and she's starting to get a pretty big name over in South Africa. And actually, my manager, Baron Harris, he manages her, and so he was able to make that connection happen.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Wow, Notende. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I know Gerald Veasley lives in Philly, and you live in Philly. Did you guys get together in a studio for his song?
Yes, actually, for his song, the writer of the song is actually the guy. His name is Devron Patterson, a very good friend of mine, an amazing writer, singer, piano player. He wrote the song, and we wrote it with Gerald in mind, hoping that he would, you know, kind of jump in on it. So when he agreed, of course, we were all very excited. But he, it was supposed to have like a really almost Philly kind of laid back kind of Grover Washington vibe. The name of the song was Walking, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so he agreed to do it, and wow, he really put his stamp on it.
Okay, and then Elon Trautman. Now, have you guys been friends before he came on, or did you reach out to him as well?
I reached out to him because he was playing at the Berks Jazz Festival as well, and when I saw he was playing with another saxophone player at the time, and when he got up to perform, it was like, I hadn't seen anything, like, it was refreshing. I hadn't seen a saxophone player kind of play like that in a long time. And so I reached out to him as well and just said, you know, I would really like to speak to you about playing on the project. And, again, you know, that we were able to make that happen. So he's a really nice guy and a really talented guy as well.
Mm-hmm. I got the opportunity to see him here in Vegas for the first time last year at the Las Vegas Jazz Festival. So yeah, he had a little spot in a lounge and was doing pretty good.
Yeah,
really good. So when did you start working on this CD?
I started March of last year. So
okay,
it's exactly a year.
Okay, now you said that you used to be with 111, the 111 label. Who are you with now?
Now I'm independent.
Okay.
I had an opportunity. I actually had a record deal on the table this summer. It was a major deal, and my manager and I discussed it. We went through all the ins and outs of it, and you know, just decided it was better to kind of go as an independent. So it's a lot more work, but you know, the reward is definitely greater to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you are also working with a young lady who was on that former label with you. Tell us a little bit about her.
Working with...
Dion.
Who are you referring to?
Oh,
Dion.
Yeah.
Yes, Dion, actually, she was on the Uptown album. And Dion is great. She has an album out, and she's got some other things coming out now. She actually has a song that's getting ready to be released in the UK. dance tune. And Dion, yeah, she's a great artist. Great artist. But she sang the song This Love on the Uptown project.
Okay. Well, let's listen to some music from this new CD, Epiphany. This CD is scheduled for release in March 1st, and you can find it on his website at that time at davidstevensmusic.com.
Right,
I'm going to start with Your Embrace. Tell me about this one.
Okay, well, Your Embrace. I had asked Carol Riddick to sing on the project, and most of these songs, when I asked the artist to do it, I study the artist, and I want to write, you know, because I write and produce all of the music myself, so I want to write songs that are geared directly towards them. So Carol, you know, knowing her voice and knowing the things that she does, I wrote this particular track, and I sent it to her, and then she came in the studio and wrote the lyrics, and man, it just did a phenomenal job singing it and everything. She has this really incredible tone. So
I agree.
That's Your Embrace.
I love her, too. I love her. All right, this is Your Embrace featuring Carol Riddick.
Embrace me, embrace me, feel so.
I love me some Carol Riddick. I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's after we did that that Love Is Still in Style song that was on the Shed album. I had to get Lightning to Strike twice with her. She is just amazing.
I agree. So, that was called Your Embrace, and that is on David's upcoming CD, Epiphany. Now, why did you call it Epiphany?
It was the light bulb moment. You know, it was a time where I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to do a new solo project, and I was trying to, you know, I was kind of, we had a few tracks down and just kind of thinking to myself one day. And actually the melody of the song Epiphany came into my head, and I was like, wow, you know what, I think I need to go ahead and get this thing going. So I ran into the studio and started recording, and it just kind of flowed right from there. It was my light bulb moment.
All right. Go ahead,
Mike. I'm going to ask David, you know, in addition to your own individual light bulb moment, I know at one point you were working with other artists that you had under the Sanctify music label. Are you still working with those artists, and are they having anything new coming out?
Right now, no. I took a break on working with everybody else because I really wanted to focus on this particular project. So, I mean, all the efforts pretty much have gone into this album for the whole year.
Okay.
So, I slowed down working with everybody else. But I have done some songs on different people's albums and some different projects. As a matter of fact, one artist, Tamika Patton, I produced her project, and she is a gospel artist from Philadelphia who's got some great songs, phenomenal songs. So, but other than that, I've kind of just been doing this project.
Okay. Now, you put out a really nice EPK, video EPK, really nice. And you're welcome. Are there any other videos for this CD that you're going to be working on?
Well, there's one now called Play It For Me, and then we did that live. You can find that on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/DavidPStevensTV, you can see all the different videos that we have up.
TV?
So,
dude, got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we try to do it big this time, you know.
I guess. TV. All right.
Yeah. Yep, David P. Stevens TV.
I ain't mad at you. You go ahead. Okay. I want to talk play the next song, which is the first single that was released from the CD. Tell us about this one.
Okay. Is this two at the same time? Just
okay.
Like That. Okay. Just Like That is the song that features Gerald Albright. And, again, I mean, just I grew up listening to Gerald Albright and just kind of like almost idolizing this guy. So having the opportunity to play with him and then have him actually play on my album, this is like one of the most exciting experiences for me. So every time I hear this song, I'm just like, wow, that's Gerald. I'm still starstruck. So, yeah, that's this song. We really wanted to go. I wanted to go a little harder on this song because I know Gerald is like a serious player. And I wanted the musicianship to shine through, and not just the song itself. So,
Okay, yeah. This is called Just Like That.
Thank you.
All right, that was Just Like That featuring Gerald Albright on saxophone from David P. Stevens' new CD, Epiphany. The CD is scheduled for release on March 1st. Definitely check that out on his website, davidstevensmusic.com. Follow him on Twitter at David P. Stevens. And if you'd like to give us a call and speak with David, the number is 646-716-5485. Let me welcome to the chat room Chris, Karen Hanley, and Lisa Taylor. Hey, ladies, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. So now, David, we know you have a CD release party coming up in Philly. Where is that going to be? Oh, that's going to be the Jazz Bass, right?
Right. It's going to be at Gerald Veasley's Club. The same place where the Berks Jazz Festival is held. It's at the Jazz Bass. It's March 1st, and it starts at 7 o'clock p.m., and Gerald Veasley is actually going to sit in with me on the song. So we're excited about that.
Definitely. And Mike and I were at Berkeley. When did we go, Mike? In 2009?
Yeah.
2009, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we went to Gerald's Jazz Bass. Nice little quaint little place.
Yeah, definitely. The acoustics are wonderful in there. So, you know, I hope everybody who can, who's under the sound of my voice can attend.
Please come out and attend. Support the artists and definitely attend their shows. And where else? Where are you going to be after that?
We're in Philadelphia at Relish Restaurant in April. I don't have the dates right in front of me, but if you go to the website to davidstevensmusic.com, you can see all the dates. And we're also in New York at Central Park. They have a music festival at the end of, well, in June. I think June 28th will be at Central Park. And then we're also, I can't remember everything off the top of my head, but I know that my manager is working hard at trying to get some bookings going now. We're really trying to shoot for the West Coast and also for the D.C. area as well. So, you know, you guys can start calling Baron Harris immediately.
Well, the West Coast would be nice.
Yes, we're definitely trying to shoot for out there.
Okay.
Now, Dave, you know, being from Philly, you know, you guys have a lot of talent up there. I mean, as far as singers, rappers, musicians, everything. Are there any upcoming artists that, you know, you look, have your eyes on working with in the future, or?
Let's see. I mean, I always kind of continue to go with the staples. I mean, I love working with Carol Riddick. On this particular project, we had Tisa Williams, who sang the song Play It For Me, which is actually charting a lot in the U.K. I plan to do some things with her. She's an amazing talent. And then there's just a lot of different, you know, a lot of different musicians and artists. I hope to do some more work with Gerald Veasley as well, some different things we're talking about in the work. So, definitely.
Now with Tessa, how did you find her? Was that one of your artists that you were working with on Syncfo, or how did you find her?
No, she actually was singing background for the young lady that I was telling you about, Tamika Patton. She was in the studio when I had the recording studio at the time. She was there singing background for Tamika. And when I heard her, I was just like, oh, hold on a second. This is an amazing singer here. So we actually ended up doing a gig together. And after I had written the song already, but me and my partner Dominic McFadden, who co-wrote it with me, we were trying to figure out who's going to sing it. So, you know, when I heard her sing, I was like, can you be in the studio tomorrow morning? Because, like, there's a song that only you can sing. So, you know, she came in and did her thing.
Okay, what song is that?
It's called Play It For Me.
Play It For Me. Okay, I'll play that one next. But I want to ask you about the jazz scene in Philadelphia outside of the Berks Jazz Fest. How is it?
Well, I love my city, and the jazz scene, it's interesting. Back in the day, we always had people coming through, Everett Harvin, Gerald, you know, name it, people always coming through. Now it's not so much anymore, and I think all of us are trying to figure out why. We're trying to, you know, scratching our head trying to figure it out, but there's not much jazz going on here as far as contemporary jazz. A lot of straight ahead, and, you know, it's a lot of traditional, but as far as smooth and contemporary jazz, we don't see a lot of it at all. So then,
is Baron, your manager, finding it, you know, challenging to get you gigs? because I'm on your website and I see that you have at least six bookings, you know, in mm-hmm. Philly.
Right. Right. Yes. I think he's definitely finding it challenging because more so right now we're trying to push out. We're trying to branch out more from just Philadelphia and more from just this region in particular. So I think, you know, that's always challenging because people are always, you know, they're always trying to make sure that they, you know, that they know the new person before they start trying to, you know, start trying to do all the booking. So we've been doing, he's been doing a lot of calling around and a lot of, you know, a lot of relationship building with booking agents and promoters. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not the easiest, you know, thing to do.
Well, it sure isn't, believe me. I know personally.
Right.
Yes, he does.
I know personally. But now,
right, yeah.
you know, David, with that being said, I mean, how are you guys going to use social media as well to reach out to people? Because I are you on Twitter? You're not on Twitter, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yep. Okay. Twitter.com/DavidPStevens. Yep. And I tweet a lot. And, you know, the funny thing that you say about the social media, the funny thing that I'm finding about it is I have all these people who are adding me to their you know, page daily or, you know, kind of hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter and all this. And, you know, they never respond. So I don't know what's going on. I know that most of these people are people music or concerts or, well, they'll you know, say something to me once, like I really like the song. And then, you know, I say, well, the album's coming out March 1st, and it's like crickets. And you're like, okay. I you know, so that's one thing. I mean, social media, I'm really trying to figure out that, you know, how exactly to grab all the fans. So, you know, it's a little bit challenging.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to play It For Me. This, again, is from David's new CD, Epiphany, and this is featuring Tessa.
That you use it. I love it when you play your guitar. Just say it, yeah.
Ready or not,
oh.
Let's have a good time.
Leave your troubles behind. We're gonna have a good time.
Maybe some more. Let's get on the floor.
I love it when you play it for me. Just play it, yeah.
Keep on playing.
Tessa Williams doing the vocals on that, Play It For Me, from David's new CD, Epiphany. Now, David, that was a rather upbeat song. You could dance to that and rather feel good song. Do you think that that adds some appeal to your music versus something that somebody would just listen to?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the UK is kind of gravitating towards it a lot, is because it's got that high dance kind of vibe to it. So, yes, I definitely think so. And then if people get a chance to check out the live video that we did of it, you can see that we're having a good time too, and I'm sweating all over the place, and I was in this hot room and playing the guitar and dancing, and a friend of mine said, we're going to start calling you Dave Sweat instead of Pete Sweat.
Dave Sweat. Yeah. Wow, Dave Sweat. Okay, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. Okay, so now, are you doing any singing on the CD?
Yes, I sang a lot, actually, on this particular project. I sang one song called The One. I also sang a song called Stay Right Here. And I think there's some other stuff. Can't Take No More, I think. Yeah, I sang the hook on that part, on that song. And then just some background things here and there.
Okay, so which one of those songs are you doing most of the singing on? Because that's the one I want to play.
Okay, Stay Right Here. That's the smooth, laid back, like, that's the song you sit there with your woman and you just say, you know, I just want to stay right here, baby. I don't want to go nowhere. It's just me and
Uh-oh.
You. Let's hang
Wait,
out.
Oh,
yeah. You know, come on, man. You got to, you know, visualize yourself in the bathrobe and, you know, hey.
We break out the fan. Okay, this is Stay Right Here.
Thank you.
Okay, I posted in the chat room. That's what I call a jazz sexy song.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I know you're married. Is it hard for you or easy for you to kind of bring your personality in your music, you know, thinking about your wife and your marriage and all of that?
No, actually, because most of these songs, I mean, you know, well, not most, all of the love songs on the album are dedicated to her. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
nope.
It's easy for
he
me
does
to.
Say
to
that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, but yeah, I was going to say, but it's easy for me to jump into the mode because, like, for example, that particular song was written after, it was one night I was in the studio after a long session, and I was like, man, it's cold outside, and I really don't even feel like being here tonight. I would rather be home just kind of cooling out, hanging with my wife, watching Netflix and drinking hot, you know, hot chocolate or something,
mm-hmm.
and but, you know, that kind of the melody just jumped in my head. So I was like, well, I mean, I really want to do that, but now I got to finish the song. So
mm-hmm.
so that's where that came from.
And, you know, Dave, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, you used Carl Riddick on another song. Like I said, the Shared City, I just love a city, but Love Is Still in Style. You know, now when you're up writing these lyrics for these songs, I mean, do you and the artist that you're going to record it with, do you guys have like a little meeting or a little get together where we say, you know, you kind of go over the words and you guys kind of collaborate on, you know, what's going to go into the song as far as the words and the lyrics?
Well, no, most of the time I usually write the lyrics myself, so usually they just come in and I tell them, you know, this is the script, this is what I want you to sing, and then they put their own feeling into it. The song Your Embrace, though, that was different because Carol actually, I asked her if she would co-write it with me because I wanted to get a female perspective for that song. So when she came in to record, we actually sat there for a few hours just kind of, you know, coming up with the concept and then the wording. So, yeah, but usually, like, when I bring an artist in, the song is already done and I just want them to come and put their stamp on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had an opportunity to do a dueling guitar session with another guitarist, who would it be?
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about this today, and I was like, man, I want to do something with Prince so bad because Prince is like, he's a ridiculous guitar player. And I was just saying, like, I would love to either get on a Prince track or have Prince get on one of mine, and we just kind of go for it. I would love that.
Well, you'd have to reach out. You need to reach out to him. You never know.
Yes, sir. Prince Rogers Nelson, if you're listening right now, I need you to please get on the track or let me get on one of yours. Thank you, sir. You never know.
So that's your number one choice? Who else would you choose?
I really would love to work with Norman Brown doing something one day. I mean, because, you know, he's one person I've really regarded, you know, through my whole career. I love Norman Brown's playing. And so I would love to do something with him. And then I was thinking earlier today, I wish Hiram Bullock was still alive because that was one of my favorite. Yeah.
Wow.
So I would have loved to have done something of his or with him. But,
would have been nice. All right, I'm going to play one more song, David, before we let you go, and I'm going to let you pick it.
Okay. If you could play the title cut, which is called Epiphany.
Okay.
That one features Carl Cox on the saxophone.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
That was the title track, Epiphany. David, I think you have some rock in you, some rock and roll in you.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's funny because I have so many different influences, and I think on this particular album, I was trying to make sure that all of those came out. You know, I'm a big fan of George Duke and Stevie and Herbie Hancock and all those guys. And then on the rock side, you know, I love Mike Stern and all those guys too. So, you know, I definitely wanted to get that across in this album.
It's funny you say that because Chris says he has an interesting style. Several players come to mind. It's like he grouped them all together.
Mm. Wow. That's actually a big compliment.
Yeah.
Appreciate
she was
that.
Wondering about your influences. So, wow, that was perfect timing there.
Right. Yeah, it's I mean, you know, as far as the production side, definitely Stevie and Quincy Jones and all those guys, early George Duke, like all the fusion. And but then as far as guitar players, I would just say, you know, definitely Mike Stern, John Scofield, you know, Norman Brown, Steve Lukather. I mean, I love rock, I love jazz, I love it all. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have just a few minutes left. Mike, do you have any other questions?
Nothing else with Dave. Just you know, like I said, I'm going to try to make it up to, you know, Philly for the city release party. Like I said, and Dave's a great artist. You know, I've had Dave before perform for me for the first New Generation series concert, and Dave did a thing. So you know, Dave is a great artist. So everybody should, you know, follow Dave and definitely pick up a CD because if it's anything like the shit, it's a must have.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm. All right, so David, let everyone know where they can get the CD once it's released.
Sure. The best thing to do, actually, is if you go to davidstevensmusic.com. Again, that's davidstevensmusic.com. You can elect to be on our constant contact email list, and we can let you know where we'll be performing and where you can pick up the CD and all those things. You always be able to get them at shows. So you should, if you know promoters or booking agents in your area, you should always nudge them and say, y'all need to have this guy so we can buy a CD and we can see him perform live and all that stuff. So, and then, but aside from that, they'll be on Amazon and CDBaby.com and, you know, iTunes and all those places where you normally get your digital supply.
Okay, and give your YouTube page again.
The YouTube is youtube.com/David. P. Stevens TV.
Okay. So definitely check that out. You can also follow David on Facebook as well. And again, the CD is called Epiphany. Support the artists. I always say please support the artists and purchase their music and tickets to their live shows because this is their livelihood. So definitely go out and support them. And I will be featuring your CD on my Jazz Queen show this Friday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, so definitely get that out for you. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. The day is not this Friday, next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, next Friday.
I'll definitely. Can you send it? Make sure you please put a link on my page. I'll have everybody tune in for sure.
Yes, I definitely will. Well, congratulations to get this. I'm sorry. Chris was asking about the CD release party. It is
March 1st, right, Dave?
March, yeah. The CD release party is March 1st. And it's at the Jazz Base. And again, if you follow us at davidstevensmusic.com, you can get you can just send a email or whatever, and we'll get right back to you. Right now, tickets. I know that their crew is working to get tickets online.
Okay.
So hopefully, by the end of the week, you'll be able to purchase tickets.
And that starts at 7:00.
Right, 7:00.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, David, for letting us talk to you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I always enjoy coming on your show. I was just so thankful that you asked me to do it again. I definitely enjoy you all.
Well, thank you. We appreciate having you on, too. And all the best to you. And congratulations again on this new CD.
Thank you.
All right.
That's right. You know, we got to show some brotherly love to the brother from the city of brotherly love. So, you know, hey, man.
Man, I appreciate
definitely.
It. And you know what? Can I just send this quick shout out? I just want to say thank you to my management team publicly, Baron Harris, Charles Cosby, Jen Dunbar, They've been working tirelessly around the clock, just trying to get the album out, the release out, the CD release party, just so many things coming at one time. So I just want to definitely just thank them publicly for that. And also Cheryl Boone, I want to thank her for the work that she's helped me with and she's done. So just want to make sure. And also Lynn Lyons, too. So.
I got an email from her today, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you again. We appreciate it. And hopefully I get to see you sometime this year, 2013, somewhere. I'll get a chance
Definitely.
To see you. Yeah. All right.
Definitely.
Well, thanks again, David. And again, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That was David P. Stevens. The new CD is called Epiphany. It's scheduled for release on March 1st. So definitely check that out. His website is davidstevensmusic.com. Follow him on Twitter at David P. Stevens and on Facebook. All right, Mike, anything going on in your area you want to add?
Nothing really going on in the area right now that I kind of know about, but there'll be some stuff coming up soon. I know in April, Boney James and Brian Culbertson, your favorite guy, they'll be here at the Birchmere in April.
Okay.
So those are two shows that I have on my meetup group, the DMV Jazz Enthusiasts. So we'll be attending both those shows. So we're going to, roll to those two shows and do our thing in there.
Okay. All right. Let me thank those in the chat room, Cheryl, Chris, Lisa, Karen, and the guests. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight and listening. I appreciate it. I'm going to close the show with another song from David CD. This song is called Hello World. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. Wrong song. Hello World.
Uh-oh, wrong song.
Time to start my day. Can't wait to get up and see what good will come my way. The birds are singing in perfect harmony. The sun is gleaming brighter than I've ever seen. I look out my window, see people passing by with a look of hope and optimism in their eyes. Have to get going, it's time to meet the day.
Smiling face of heavenly.
To Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.